Good morning. Good morning. I know there's more out there. This morning, I'm going to tell you that the invocation this morning went right along with my story today when it says that let our worship come from the heart that it may be genuine. Because this week, I went to the grocery store and I needed some butter for the house, and I'm looking at all the different labels and brands, and it came across, I can't believe it's not butter. Well, I can, because I look at the ingredients, and butter isn't one of them. And so I start looking around, and everything is like, just like, compares to, you know, even Reese peanut butter cups, there's a brand that says peanut butter buttons. I'm like, really? What's the difference? Shouldn't like that one. So I got to looking around my house, and I had Steve's vitamins, which are one a day, and they say official. So look at mine, and it says CVS, compares to one a day. Okay, that's good. So we got a lot of genuine articles and a lot of not genuine articles. I got to thinking about other things that might be in my house like that. And about 25 years ago, I spent a weekend in New York City. And about every three steps, there was a stand of somebody selling Rolex watches and Coach purses and necklaces by whoever, you know. And they were $20. Woo, $20. What a deal. Well, except that, you know, not too long after you paid the $20 and you got home, the Rolex watch quit working. You know, and a year or two after that, then it no longer is white. And, you know, doesn't really look very good, and it just sits there at 7:30. So sometimes you spend that $20 and it's okay, but pretty soon you kind of wasted your $20. And sometimes when you buy the compares to or just like brand, it's not as good as. And Steve will tell you, peanut butter buttons, not as good as Reese's peanut butter cups, because those are his favorite. But when it comes to knowing Jesus, knowing God, there is no compares to. There is no just like. There is no as good as. It's only one. And God says, Jesus said in the Bible, got it right here, in John chapter 14, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we can't have a compares to. We can't have a just as good as. We got no peanut butter buttons that are just as good. And then in Luke, the third chapter, it says, verse 22, Jesus had gone to the river to be baptized by John the Baptist. And John the Baptist had been baptizing for a while. And people were coming to him, and they were kind of confused because they thought that possibly John the Baptist was the promised Messiah. And so John told them, one is coming after me, that I am not worthy to untie his sandals. Have you ever tied somebody's shoes for them or untied them, taken them off? It's not really as easy as it looks. See? It's not really as easy as it looks to take somebody's shoes off for them, is it? Or put them on. Oh. Much better. There we go. So, when John said that he was not worthy to untie the sandals, he was talking about something that was not easy to do. And he told the people that I cannot be this person. But yet, it wasn't very long till Jesus showed up at the river asking John to baptize him. And in that moment, when Jesus was praying, the chapter of Luke tells us that the heavens opened up and God spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, my one and only Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was a one and only. God is our one and only God. He is the genuine article, and our faith in him and no other is what gets us through each and every day and brings us miracles each and every day. So let's remember that even if we buy the "I can't believe it's not butter," our faith in the one and only God is forever lasting. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent your one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life with you in heaven. And we thank you that you are with us each and every day to guide us and direct us in the genuineness of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.